Hey, hey, now welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It is the season of the harvest. The harvest is here. The time is now. And I think finally we are all moving beyond 2020. And I have been talking to some great people. We have folks who do stocks. We have trademark attorneys. We've got estate planning attorneys. We've got folks who are masters at money. In this very, very special piece of literature. But of course, you know, the book would not be complete without my girl, our sister, the legend and the icon, MC Light. Welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable, Light.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you are the woman of the decade, I think. Let me tell you, you have been doing it. You've got a new TV show coming out. You've got a whole world tour coming up in New York City. You've got, you have been the voice of every single thing. Like, I don't even know what you don't voice anymore. And when you were on that ABC special, what was it? Is it a Queens? I keep getting the things confused, but... Even Melody Spann Cooper herself texted me and said, what a great job you did. So you're moving beyond 2020. Tell us, how have you been able to work through this pandemic? You wrote the foreword to our book, Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic. And we have everybody from our sister, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, to Michelle Miller, to Serena Williams, Erica Blair, Virgie Bully, Dr. Katrina Pullum, Nikki. Like, we've got so many folks. I'm not going to say all the names. But how did you make it beyond 2020? I mean, it was a crazy time. What have you been doing?
Oh, my. Okay, so there's many parts to what it is that you just asked. And first off, I just want to say, thank you for being a via, speaking on behalf of us all who are trying to get our finances together, who are trying to, people are just sitting waiting to be inspired. They are waiting to know what is the next move of mine. They're waiting to be empowered. Some are seeking that knowledge and that education on how to make a life better. So thank you very much for just being an open vessel. And although you go in with your toolkit to help in the finance department, you wind up helping in every aspect of people's lives. So
wow. Thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you for the acknowledgement. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you said, you know, how did I make it and how did I overcome, I guess, 2020? And I just want to say when 2020 hit, it was all about what you did prior to that. What systems did you have in place? What money did you have saved? What did you do all of, and how did you make the time work for you prior to 2020 happening? And I think us as a team, you know, we work together. You're the COO of everything MC Light, specifically Sunny Girl, is all of the things that we had in place prior to, but then also kicking into action once we understood that there was going to be a pandemic, and then using that time to plan and to strategize. And we actually signed the deal, Miss Executive Producer, because you are a co-executive producer on this project. We signed that deal in March, in the beginning of the pandemic. Or I guess we were presented with the paperwork.
Yeah.
Right there at the start of it. And I think LA locked down on the 14th of March, 2020. And we got the paperwork like shortly after that or right before it. And so we already knew we had things that were about to happen. It just was, how are we going to use the time in 2020 wisely? And it was all about planning. It was all about strategizing. And I think part of that was just being able to sit and having that extra time that we didn't think we had, because, you know, we spend the year traveling. We're traveling 200 something days out of the year most times. And so to be able to just have that time to sit and think through what the next moves were going to be, strategizing financially. So it took a team. Let me just say that. It took a team and it took leadership.
Wow. Well, I guess that means that was me. I'm the leader of the team. No, seriously. I think we were all leaders in our own way, because, you know, what the pandemic did and what the onset of it did is, you're right, everything that we had done before that got magnified. And so what I would say to people who are still trying to overcome, there's still people who are trying to overcome. Unfortunately, there are many of us who have lost people and we're trying to adjust to that. But there are people trying to overcome. And what I would say, if, you know, we're in the season of the harvest right now, prepare today as if another pandemic is coming tomorrow. Focus today as if another pandemic is coming. You know, pray today, because the truth is we don't know what is happening. And you know, for all intent and purposes, chances are this will be over soon. Chances are this will be a part of our history. Chances are we're not going to be faced with this anytime in the very near future. So I think what it does is it gives people, you know, we like breathe a sigh of relief, like, whew, we're safe. No, we're not safe. Because you don't know what opportunity you're going to collide into. You know, the shutdown was a collision. None of us were ready. I didn't even understand what they were talking about. Quarantine? Like, are you all really serious talking about the word quarantine? And I think we all kind of felt that way. But now that we are moving through it and folks are getting vaccinated and policies have been put in place and travel, international travel is opening up, I just want us to be mindful of the things that we prepared properly prior to, the things that we enhanced during, and let's carry all of those things with us going forward so that we can create the best possible lives we can create. I know for me, like, you know, I'm focusing on love, truth, forgiveness, and peace. Like, that's all I want. I just, that really is all I want. And my work comes in between that. My life is not work anymore. My life is, who can I love? Who can I forgive? What peace can I generate for myself and others? Oh, and yes, by the way, there's some work in the middle.
That's a whole new way of approaching the system.
Yeah, I want to be able to do something bigger and greater. And, you know, the time is now. The harvest is here. We are talking about Beyond 2020, life and business lessons on thriving amidst a pandemic. And I had such a great conversation with Mr. Curtis R. Monday. Everybody knows him. He is a friend of Chicago, WVON, and so many people who are building wealth. And he got me on fire talking about investing in real estate. And he's got a strategy. He's got a book. He's got a class. I'm going to tell you guys all about it. But right now, we are going to take a break for traffic and weather. Don't turn that dial. It's WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. In the foreword, MC Light, to the book Beyond 2020, Life and Business Lessons on Thriving Amidst a Pandemic, you said this book differs because Dr. Lynn Richardson has hand-selected this specific group of women from her New Wealth University Authors Collaboration Circle. In 2020, these accomplished and successful women came together and created a circle of trust and accountability. I want to focus on trust and accountability. I think you are absolutely right. And when I look back over not just 2020 and the year leading up to it, because as you know, we all got together at a very nice resort near the ocean in California at the end of 2019. We prayed, we collaborated, we thought about ideas, we lifted each other up and so on and so forth. And so many great things were spawned out of that time. So it was trust, but it was also, yes, accountability. Accountability is key. I think in today's time, like, I think people don't want to be accountable. Your career has been so successful for so long. What have you learned about accountability that can help others who are on the path to achieve their goals?
Wow. Accountability is everything. Everything, everywhere. You know, you need accountability, not unless you decide that you just want to move through this life alone. However, we all know that we don't want to be alone in most of our life and how it is that we communicate with people. But accountability is everything. Your family members are looking for you to be accountable, just as you're looking for them to be accountable. The people you work with, the people that you spend your time with. No one wants to be around someone who makes empty promises and doesn't follow through with what it is that they have promised they would do or are obligated to do, specifically as it relates to work. So now if I sign a record deal with a record label, they are looking for me to be accountable, but I'm also looking for the exchange, for them to be accountable. What did you say that you were going to do? You said you were going to put out these singles. You said you were going to put out these albums, that you were going to do these videos. And then on the other hand, I have to be able to, you know, deliver on what it is that I agreed to. And that is making the best record that I know how, giving it in a timely fashion. And then at that point, I've agreed, I've got to do radio interviews and I've got to go on tour to help work the record, because now I'm going to be accountable to the deal that I agreed to and signed paperwork for. So in my line of business, accountability is everything. Is how you build a name, is how you build a legacy of being on time. I still hear from people, you know, when I show up to things, award ceremonies, to do voice work or wherever it is, and I show up a little bit before the time so that I'm on time, and they're always, oh my God, you're on time. Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise, but in the business that I'm in, people take for granted that they are the most important piece to it and that they can be late. And I don't want to be late because I want to be accountable for what it is that I say I'm going to do. So I think it means everything. And your author's circle that you have with New Wealth University, I had the pleasure to enter into one of those meetings that you all had, and just listening to all of the women that were involved and all of the participants in this book, all successful, all professional, and they all were accountable for the things in their life that called for them to be responsible for. And so it's a pleasure to see this book come to life after sitting in on those circles and spending time with them and learning their personalities and what it is that they love and what their dreams are, what their fears may be, and just seeing them overcome and shatter all of those hesitancies. It was a great thing to be a part of that circle.
Yeah, you know, the other thing with accountability, because I think we have the relationship that we have with accountability says, I don't want to answer to anybody. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. Sometimes I don't share some of my plans because I don't want to be accountable. You know, I don't want anybody to say to me next week, oh, did you do X, Y, and Z? And I'm thinking, well, I'm the one that said it. Why are you, you know, that whole kind of thing. But the truth is, accountability lifts us up. Accountability is what keeps us on track to get what God has for us, because sometimes we will forget ourselves. Accountability, quite frankly, you know, like I had walked onto the other side of the whole financial education platform. I was no longer speaking. I was no longer teaching. Even when I first, started doing this show, the Millionaires Roundtable, I was like, okay, I'm just going to teach people. But that was it. I wasn't looking to engage in any other way. And accountability kept me moving. Accountability kept me working. Accountability kept me giving. Accountability helped me to grow. When really I was, you know, thinking that, oh, let me just do this for other people. But really, I was doing it for myself. So accountability is a gift that we give ourselves to allow others in our lives and in our circle, in our businesses, in our families, in our communities. It's the gift that we give ourselves so that we can keep going even when we don't want to. So I think it's huge. You have quite a bit coming up. I want to talk about the new artists that you are signing to your company. We've got some great folks. I want to talk about your TV show and, you know, how you have just stayed in the space of creativity for so long. I want to talk about the new TV shows you're writing. You got so much going on. So I'm just so excited. The harvest is here. The time is now. Everybody go to asklynn.org and get some help. You know what? We got to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We don't want you to turn that dial, though. It's WVON. We'll be right back.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And right now, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. Thank you, God, for allowing us to wake up this morning. Thank you, God, for giving us breath in our lungs and giving us the privilege of breathing. Breathing is a privilege. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be in our right mind, even if it's only for a short time, so that we can do your will. I just want to thank you, Lord. And I just want to, that's the other thing, Light. I am in love and truth and peace and forgiveness and gratitude. Gratitude is the litmus test for your attitude. The amount of gratitude you have will dictate the attitude that you possess. And so I have to remind myself of gratitude because, you know, I'm a mama. I'm a black mama. And we try to fix everything and we see everything that's wrong. And I'm always bossing people around, which means I am always pointing out something that needs to be improved. I am always saying, hey, what's this? Hey, what's that? You know, I'm always doing those things. And so I have to remember gratitude that even what I see that needs to be fixed, it could have been worse. Okay, so thank God that this is all that it is. So the harvest is here. The time is now. You have to believe in the crops. You have to believe in the seed that you're sowing. Seed plus expectation equals manifestation. If you don't expect the seed to grow, it is not. I don't care what you do. If you are trying to get your money straight, but you don't believe that it can be straight, it's not going to work. And that's it. Gratitude. So Light, when we used to travel, everywhere we go, somebody would give you a CD or tape. What are they doing? Tapes? No, I think we passed tapes. CD.
Yeah, no, we definitely passed tapes. Look what you said. I mean, it's hard. It's hard these days. Where you gonna play a CD? I'm holding on to a 2015 Mac computer because I love my CD attached to it, and they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah, no, you have to get the external CD drive. So I have an external, you have an external CD drive. I, you know, put the little cord in, put it in my computer, and that's how you can listen to it. But everywhere we'd go, somebody would give you a CD, and I'd politely take it and give it back to them and say, mail it, you know, because we're not about to be walking around with 50,000 CDs. Because everybody wants you to hear their song, their mixtape, their rap, their whatever. And now you are working with new artists. How is yes. Talk to us about that. You're developing new hip hop artists. Come on now.
I know it was something that I felt like forever. It was something I used to do in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then it just fell off my radar because it's just too much. You know, it's too much trying to be an artist. And that's always the dichotomy of what it is that I do, because I also feel a great amount of pleasure being behind the scenes, whether it's directing, whether it's, you know, executive producing a record, whatever the case may be, I find joy in that as well. So it's always like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to be in the front? Am I going to be in the back? Am I going to be in the front? Am I going to be in the back? You know, so I'm always vacillating between the two. But with a team of people, I can do both. And so I'm excited about this next go round with this group of artists that I've had a chance to meet and get to know. And, you know, of course, we've put them in front of the team and the team is excited about them as well. And I don't want to divulge too much information, but, you know, they're young, they're vibrant, they're ready to give this thing a go. They all have something to say. They all have a great energy to bring to hip hop, which is a prerequisite for us, of course, on this side as management and handlers. We want to make sure that we're bringing something to the community of music and the culture of music that's different and that they haven't seen before. And sometimes that's a challenge within itself. You can have many talented folks, but if they're coming from the same perspective of someone that is already in the business, then it's just, okay, what for? So we needed a why, and now we've answered that. We have several groups that we're coming to the market with. And right now we're just in the stages of molding and shaping and doing real artist development that is sometimes missing from the scene right now. Taking it back to the Motown days.
Wow. Come on, Berita Gordy.
Oh, Jesus. Barita.
I'm looking for bar. I'm looking for a way to make Barry Mary, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
You're doing the Motown thing. No, I love it. You know, this is about going to sound real crazy what I'm about to say right now, but this is what I feel, and I know that there are people out there who may feel this way too, because there are so many people trying to make it. There's so many people trying to become, you know, a singer or a rapper or an actor or an actress, or it's like sperm. You know, they say it's like how many millions of them, and you got here, so you made it through. That in and of itself is a miracle. It's like, wow, I was the one who got here. Hallelujah.
Isn't that something? A miracle.
It is a miracle. It's a miracle. And I think that that's the case sometimes when people are going after their dreams. They feel like, you know, I'm one out of millions, or I'm one out of billions. How am I going to make it? And I think making it also has to be redefined. You know, I really, you know, am excited about everything that you're doing next, your next move, your next moves that you're taking beyond 2020 and the lessons that you're learning from the pandemic. But I think that we have to start to define success in a new way, because success doesn't mean that you get the record deal and now you are performing at, you know, the BET Awards. The success doesn't necessarily mean that you get the role and now you're on, you know, TV making millions of dollars. Success has to be something that is tangible that we can all hold on to. Even if we don't get what the world says is the big prize. So what's your goal? Because you've got artists that you're working with for music. You've got talent that you're working with for TV development. What would make this successful for you? How do you measure success?
Oh, for me, it's just about putting other people to work. Inspiring many. I was going to say inspiring a nation, but really I'd like to be able to inspire, you know, millions of people by putting work into the zeitgeist that just informs, educates, and inspires people. That's what I'm really all about. So it never, because I make it about that and not about, ooh, I got to get this job done. It just keeps going. You know, it gives me the fuel to keep pressing on and to keep pushing and pulling. And, you know, we have one project that we've had the script since the late 90s, and I'm not giving it up. I'm rewriting and making it be what it needs to be for 2022, coming out of the late 90s. But it's a wholesome story. It's a coming of age story. And I think it still deserves to be told. So I think when the goal is, you know, much more than just the project itself, then you continue on and you have many projects. And then all of that can fit into the realm of music, of film, of TV, and I'm just excited to still be able to do it, you know, to still have that, which is a dream of mine. I can still put energy into making it happen. So thank you to all of you, the listeners, you know, those who are MC Light fans and know of MC Light. Thank you for the little bit of whatever you may have done long ago to put some energy and send some great energy my way. Thank you. I appreciate it, because it still stays with me today, and it helps to keep pushing and propelling me to do the next thing.
Well, you are definitely inspiring us and keeping us lifted and aging backwards, pretty much. You were at the Hollywood Walk of Fame when Missy Elliott got her star. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe it took so long. She's such an amazingly... just a one of a kind chick, you know, like, oh my God.
Well, you know, and what's so in-
mm-hmm. Okay, no, go on.
I was gonna say, what's so interesting, first, let's just talk about the process of the star, because we may look at it like it took so long, but somebody on her team might've just woken up that day and said, okay, it's time for us to appeal to the board. you know, and then they go through the process of taking it through the board, and then they vote on it, and then you pay for it. The Hollywood star is not something you just get. Like, either someone wants to gift it to you, so they pay for it, but there's a whole sequence of events that have to go about in order to get the star. But it's not as though you have to work on it for like 10 years, five, you know, that kind of thing. It's just really when you have the chutzpah to get up and say, you know what, I deserve one. We're going to appeal to the board. And this was the time for her. You know, someone, I think LL was there at the after celebration. And he said, not I think he was there. He definitely was there. But I'm maybe paraphrasing what he said. And that was, if Missy was a man, she would have gotten so many more accolades for what it is that she's done and her contributions to music. And literally, as the DJ played throughout the afternoon, it was an all Missy Elliott inspired playlist. And it was made up of all of the songs that she's rapped on, the songs that she sang on, the songs that she wrote, the songs that she produced. And it went on and on forever. It went from 702 to SWV to Missy to Mary to Missy to Luda to Busta to Missy to, like, all of the ways that she has inflicted her message, her music, her flavor, her soul into this musical culture was there. And it was full of love. It was a room full of people who respected and adored her and held what it is that she's given to us as a music community on high. So yes, it was a moment to be remembered, and I'm so, so glad that I made it.
Oh, come on now, come on now, come on now. That is what I am talking about. Mm. I love it. I love it. I love it. And you know, I got to do my song, the Colin in Black and White episode number five, the girl, the dark skinned chick. Yes, baby. Black, 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 black. So we just got to do that. But you know what? I'm not going to do that to you all right now. We have to take a break. This is WVON. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lens List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lens List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. Listen to the Millionaires Roundtable. The time is now. The harvest is here. It is yours for the taking. What is your next move beyond 2020? That's what I want to know. What do you need help doing? What do you need help achieving? And what do you need help accomplishing? Admit it. It's okay. We all need help. I know I need help. I was just thinking today, one of the reasons why I move a bit slower than I have in our history of working together, one, because I'm like, I've been there, done it all. Like, I'm not about to race my butt on up out of here. I'm going to slide and glide, okay?
Slide and glide. You think you're two-stepping over there?
Let me tell you. We don't call it stepping. It's just stepping. That's it. Yeah. Stepping. It's Chi-Town, okay? It's just stepping.
Okay. Together. All right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I am, I'm taking it easy. Like, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not desperate for anything. I don't have anxiety over anything. And although I'm not necessarily saying that that's what it was before, but I always felt pretty much for my whole life while I was striving and grinding and building, I felt like, okay, I got to get there. I got to make it. I got to do it. I woke up with drive. A drive for what? A drive to get to a place that I had not yet visited. And so now that I have visited that space, I'm comfortable here. And There's nothing to worry about. Like, we're going to get to it. We got a lot of stuff. We have a media and broadcasting company. We have a management and production firm. We have online universities. You've got, you know, events that you're procuring. You just directed your first short. Come on now, talk about what's your next move. So this is what we want to know. Like, do you want to rap? Do you want to do voiceover? Do you want to act? Do you want to DJ? Or do you want to direct? We confused. Tell us.
Oh my God. You know what? I like to just wake up in the morning and whatever God says to do that day, let's get it done. I love the variety of things. However, my passion is definitely in the area of movie magic and writing what people will see on the small screen or the big screen. I don't care for that matter, but it's just getting that message out. Just the process of making movies and film and TV. And so I say to everyone that's listening that ever had an inkling of a desire to write story or to write a script, or you think that you have something in your head that could be a great story, I say get it out, because you never know. You never know, and it's never too late. You know, when, unfortunately, when you're in front of the camera, there's time. The time is ticking on everything. However, when you're behind the scenes, look, as long as you can get up and go, as long as you can put your fingers to a computer to type, as long as you can have an idea, you're still in the game. So I would say for all of those who have ever had a desire to become a part of, you know, the entertainment in that way, don't hold back. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I think you're just doing such a great job. I am most excited about seeing what you create next. You know, it's great. It's always great to watch you, when you are doing VO, you are saying words that someone else gave you to say to make their show great. If you are DJing, you're playing songs to make people dance. But and when you act, when you're on, you know, these TV shows, you are able to portray a character that someone else created. And that's great. But I am just so excited about seeing what you create, because you have a bottomless pit of ideas. You have scripted projects, unscripted projects, game shows, 30-minute sitcoms, 1-hour dramedies. Like, you have so many things going, and the harvest is here and the time is now. We have a class called How to Start Working in the Entertainment Business. It was created by my business partner, Misty Anderson, also a fellow Chi-Town. You know, we come from the land of Chi-Town. And she is the vice president of operations for all of Warren Campbell's and Erica Campbell's endeavors. And so we created a company called LAMP, Leadership Academy for Artistic and Management Professionals in Entertainment. And so we are teaching people how to get in the business, how to get their scripts, how to get their, you know, if you want to be in commercials, if you want to be on TV, act, if you want to manage, if you want to be in front of the camera, behind the camera, if you want to be a part of the production or behind the scenes, we are showing people how to do that. And I think this is a great time for people to start putting their creativity to use. I think it's something that is so underrated. Like, you talk about, and I want you to tell our audience, we only have a couple of more minutes, but your mother helped you plant the seed for all that you're doing today. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, she took me to everything free in the city, Lynn, everything that we could go to. And some of those things had to do with the arts and entertainment. And I remember I would go to the Muse, and every summer she would take me there, you know, every day and leave me there. And they had art classes and vocal classes and dance classes and writing classes. And it just was a place to be, to kind of free up all of that creativity that you might have had in you at that young age, that someone was trying to help you guide all of that energy that in regular school, you know, it turns out to be you talk too much or your behavior is crazy. She does her work, but right after work, she's trying to engage people in conversation. And so creative people have that sense. So she took me to the Muse, and then she took me to theater, which is a huge eye opener for me at that age, seeing people on the stage performing, dancing, singing, acting. And I just love the bright city lights in New York, Broadway, and all of that energy. And I told her, like, coming out of a show one day, there was a white limousine going by, and I said to her, at 8 years old, we're going to ride in one of those one day.
Oh, my goodness.
She reminds me of that all the time. I had no idea.
Wow. You, let me tell you, the harvest is here. The time is now, beyond 2020. Let's live, everybody. Go to asklynn.org. Follow this show at lynnmillionaire.com. Follow it on social media at lynnmillionaire. Follow me at lynnrichardson.com and follow me at lynnrichardson. Follow MC Light. At MC Light, and we have so many great things coming up for you. We've got some things we're going to give away, some special stuff for the people of Chi-Town and beyond, everywhere, because we have listeners everywhere, but especially for my home city and for New York, too. We're going to be visiting very, very soon. We love you. And you know what? We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.